Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 315 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are so happy to get to spend some time with our great friend, Travis Cottrell. Travis is a worship leader from Nashville, and over the years, he has been our guest on the podcast more than anybody else. We absolutely love when he is here with us. So we're going to talk with Travis about all things Christmas. It's his favorite time of year. He, as y'all may remember, does a really great Neil Diamond impersonation, and we're going to get into so many of the things that we love about the holidays. If you haven't joined us on Patreon yet, we would love for you to do that. It's at patreon.com/bigboo. Our most recent episode is about the business side of our podcast. We kind of go behind the scenes with that a little bit. It was super fun to talk about. And our Amazon shop is always there for you to see some of the things that we love and love to use. It's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Alrighty, here we go with episode 315. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Boo Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
Hey, everybody. It's Travis. It's Fry Daddy.
Yay!
The best time.
The best time. We told Travis before we started to record, this is the best he's ever sounded. He's got a really good microphone this time.
I got a hot mic.
Yeah. You do.
So, do you want to kick us off with a little something on the microphone?
Do I? Oh, I don't. No, it's too early. It's too early.
Okay, that's
fine.
He's
got to ease into it.
Wait, listen. Oh, here she is. I think FedEx is here, y'all. This is the perfect development in this morning. So what Melanie and Travis know is that I actually had to text them this morning twice to reschedule our time. And this was after we had already gone back and forth about times a few times and we're navigating Melanie's voice. And because David and I had to get some stuff notarized this morning and we had a very meticulous notary, which is, I think, is what you want in a notary. Probably. But anyway, I'm a little late to the podcasting game this morning, but Travis, we're so glad you're here. It's always a treat and never more so than at Christmas time.
Listen, this is a Christmas staple for me.
I'm
so happy. I just turned off my email notification so we would have no more beeps like we just had. I didn't even hear it,
but look at you being the utmost professional. We would expect no less.
Somebody messaged me this morning and wanted to know which episode mail was the one where you were sitting in the beanbag chair. And
yeah, all of them.
I couldn't remember. I couldn't find the exact one where I discovered that you were actually sitting in a beanbag chair. I kept thinking Melanie's hair was brushing the microphone every week because there was this rustle noise that kept happening and I couldn't edit it out because it was behind, like it was behind her voice, you know, when she would talk. So I just pictured Melanie talking on the podcast, like just swinging her head, you know, like
so animated.
Yeah.
Yes. Wait, you sit in a beanbag chair?
I used to, and then Sophie banned me. Sophie told me no more.
It was so loud.
You know what? I still, to this day, when you say beanbag chair, the first thing I think of are those from the 80s that were like plastic or like some kind of pleather.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shiny, a little bit shiny.
Yeah. You'd try to stand up and they'd go with you, you know, like it was, I've forgotten about that.
I know.
Now they're so sophisticated.
Well, this one was like a beautiful faux fur one from Pottery Barn. And we used to have two of them and we gave one away and one is now in Caroline's College Place. So I don't even have that option anymore.
Well,
so I'm sitting at a table like a grown up doing
it's better not to have the temptation.
It really is.
And we should also just be, we'll just be upfront with the fact, because by the time y'all hear this, it won't matter. But we're recording this way early because I'm going out of town and, you know, Melanie and I are professionals now. So in the past, what we might have tried to do is to record via our phones while I was somewhere else, or maybe just to not record for a week. But this seemed like a great time because we needed to get a little ahead. It seemed like a great time to have Travis on and to talk about Christmas things and to get to laugh a little bit with our favorite worship leader slash songwriter slash musician slash vocalist.
Big dummy. Yeah. Slash big
That's dummy. Right. That's right. So, Trav, we haven't had you on. Tell us what's going on with the Cottrell household. What have y'all been up to since we haven't talked to you in a year? I mean, we've talked to you, but everybody else hasn't.
You know, we are full-fledged empty nesters, as are you guys.
Yeah. Yes.
But we are, you know, just falling into those rhythms. We also have a married child, which, you know, it's been 2.5 years now.
Wow.
And so that's fun. Just figuring out just this kind of new rhythm. And it's a lot of fun. Jack and Samantha moved a little bit a ways away. They're like 30 minutes east of us.
In
Laverne, Tennessee.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't know they moved.
They moved. Well, you know, everything like in the summer and spring spiked so high, like real estate, and not only like buying houses, but even like rent. So their rent, like in the course of a month, they just got this notification. It's going up $500.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. And they're like, well, we're piecing out of here.
Yeah.
So they found a townhome to rent in Laverne, which is a great little suburb of Nashville over on the east side. So we feel like we see them a little bit less, which we do, but we still talk to them all the time and they're doing good. The update on them is they got a cat, which really disappoints me. But I've worked through it.
What's the cat's name?
The cat's name. Oh gosh.
Oh,
Travis. You see,
their dog is Leia. Their cat is, I can't think of the cat's name. Oh, no. My gosh.
Is the cat a male or a female?
It's a male.
Okay, so he's really taken up residence in your heart.
Yes, sorry. Well, I keep forgetting to put him on the daily prayer list, so that's why it's not rolling off my tongue.
That's right. That's right. You have not petitioned for the cat, clearly.
Oh my gosh. They'll never hear this, so it'll be fine.
Yes, it's fine.
It's fine. Yeah.
Okay, so what about Levi? What's he up to?
Okay. Do y'all know the story about Levi like 3 weeks ago?
I do, but a lot of people probably don't. So this is crazy.
The beginning of, so he goes to Union. He's a sophomore there. He loves it there. He's an SAE. He's got a girl. He's been dating for about a year. He's passing his classes, or at least most of them, or we'll stop. we'll end with that right there. Loving life. And so he goes into this beginning of basketball season kind of pep rally, right? So, the gym is packed with students and people, and they introduce the team and all that kind of stuff. And they have this kind of raffle system where you get a ticket, and they would call out ticket numbers for various things. And they called the ticket number of the person beside him to come out on the court and shoot a half court shot. And if you make the half court shot, you get free tuition for a semester. And the person beside him is like, I don't want to do this. You want to do it? And he goes, yeah, I'll do it. And he walked out and hit the shot and got free tuition for a semester.
Incredible.
We were so shocked. Like I was watching the World Series. I was sitting on the couch, just like mouth breathing at the end of the day. And all of a sudden the phone rings and it's the president of the university.
No. Oh my gosh.
And his wife, and they're friends of ours from when we lived there and went to church together. And I answer the phone and it's just total chaos. And I hear Susie Oliver go, you won't believe what Levi just did. And I was like, oh crap, oh, no. What is happening?
Oh no.
Yeah. She's that, like, could go one of two ways, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. 100%. And so she goes, he just hit a half court shot and got free tuition for a semester. I'm sending you a video right now. And then she hung up and I'm like, what is happening? And so she sends me a video. I run into the other room and show Angela. Literally, we didn't sleep. Like, we just stared into space at what just happened. It just was a crazy thing.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, and it's like kind of winning like a little mini lottery, you know?
For sure. Oh,
yeah,
it is.
100%.
I was like, I was like, well, Levi, this is kind of like, you know, a basketball scholarship. You don't have to go to practice or any games.
Exactly. What a deal.
What a deal. One and done.
Best of all worlds.
Of course, it took him all of about 30 minutes to start trying to broker his own deal with us. Like, well, since I'm saving you this money,
Yeah. 100%. Here's all the other things that 100%. I would like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, what about Lily? What's she up to?
Lily is graduating in May.
Wow.
So she is, she's got one more semester of college left. Cannot believe it. She doesn't know what she's going to do, where she's going to do it. She has no idea, but she's got her head pointed in that direction, just thinking about, what do I want to do next? Do I want to keep my business going? Do I want to stay in Nashville? Do I want to try to, you know, go to New York or somewhere? You know, she's a fashion merchandising and business major. So she's just thinking about all those things.
Okay. I've been running some holiday errands the last few days, and if traffic and crowds are any indication, 'tis the season. In fact, right about now, seasonal excitement, or in the case of small businesses, maybe a little dread, is really starting to settle in. So if you're slaying through traffic to the post office, or if your inbox is more like a blizzard than a winter wonderland, it's not too late to get your holiday mailing and shipping under control with Stamps.com. Sign up now, and you'll be printing your own postage in minutes.
Stamps.com is a stress-free solution for every small business. Use Stamps.com to print postage wherever you do business. All you need is a computer and a printer. And if you need a package pickup, you can easily schedule it through your Stamps.com dashboard. Rates are constantly changing. With Stamps.com's switch and save feature, you can easily compare carriers and rates so you know you're getting the best deal every time. And if you're running an online store, Stamps.com works seamlessly with all the major shopping carts and marketplaces.
This holiday season, trade late nights for silent nights and get started with Stamps.com today. Sign up with promo code BIGBOO for a special offer that includes a four-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code BIGBOO. What would you say, because Melanie and I have talked about this a lot on the podcast and then just, you know, on the phone, but what would you say that you and Angela really love about this part of life where your kids are pretty much grown? Because I think a lot of people fear it, or a lot of people dread it, because, what are you going to do? Sit around and look at one another? And so, so what would you say that y'all love? Because I know there are parts that you do love.
Yeah. Goose. The cat's name is Goose. Sorry.
Goose. Oh, Goose. Thank goodness. Thank goodness.
Oh, I'm so relieved.
I can move on. I've been distracted for 2 minutes thinking about
that. If y'all would all add Goose to your prayer list so we can all keep Goose before the Lord. Yes.
You know, I love it all. Mm-hmm. I love the meetups. I love, you know, what are y'all doing for dinner? I love that they all, I think, love to come home. I don't know. There's pretty much nothing that I don't love about this season. Have y'all found that to be true? Yeah. I mean, I miss them being home every day a little bit.
Yeah.
But mostly it's great. I mean, love it.
Yeah. I thought the other day, like at some point you realize, oh, we built ourselves a friendship. You know, like,
yeah.
We built ourselves a real sustainable relationship over the course of all that time. And so there's something about being able to enjoy that. Not that we're not still parenting, because have mercy. I mean, never ends. But but there is something really sweet about it's kind of like you get to sit for you know, little periods of time, not all the time, but you get to enjoy the fruit of everything for a little bit.
And you're right. We are still parenting, but you feel yourself right on the balance of that moment where you go, oh, wait, this isn't my call now.
Yeah.
Like even Lily asked something the other day, you know, what can I do blah, 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 blah. And I go, well, Lily, you're 22, you know, you can do that. And she goes, well, I know, but I want to hear what you have to say about it. And so, you know, trying to figure out when to step in and when to shut up. And
that's a little tricky, but it's fine. And to me, that's the difference between 22 and 16, because now she wants to hear what you have to say about it. And at 16, they're not really interested in what we have to say about it.
Right. You know? And has she already kind of made that turn?
Caroline, I feel like, I feel like she has. Perry and I said that last year. Like, it was like when she came home at Christmas last year, Perry was like, well, it only took 18 years, but she finally appreciates how smart we are. You know, like, it was, it took a turn, because I do think there's this sense of, and Gully and I were talking about this the other day, is like, they are grown, but they are making decisions where I think they realize and we realize that the stakes are higher. You know, like, it's a different, so, you know, when they were three, they would come in and you're like, I can solve this problem. When they're 20, you're like, I can't really solve this. You're going to have to figure this out on your own and navigate it. And so, but then I think it makes them realize, like, I think when you turn it over to them, they're like, oh man, I need some input, you know, right. Which is kind of nice.
I agree.
You know what? I, Melanie, I could look at y'all and say, you raised a bestie is what you did. I could see y'all are going to be best friends.
She has no choice. And Caroline is, she'll always be like, I'm not going to say my mom is my best friend. That's so lame. But secretly I'm like, you know, we're best friends. Like, know. You know, we are.
Y'all are. Gosh. Y'all really are.
Yeah.
I love it.
Melanie, you had a really good idea and you took it off the episode doc a minute ago.
Well, because you and Travis were of no help.
But I can look at what I have going on in Apple Music and Travis can pick from what.
Sorry.
He can.
I was a wet blanket on your idea and I didn't mean to be.
No, it's okay.
We can do our top three, like the one, like just what are the first three songs on there?
Okay. All right.
That's, or whatever you want to do. But Mel, tell what your idea was, because I loved your idea.
Well, so I woke up this morning and it was like Christmas came early, because I always love my Spotify Wrapped for the year, like to see what I've listened to, what artists. And I could make some guesses, and I knew 100% that my top listened to artist this year was Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. I've listened to her as much as I'm in the top 3% of the population is the number of times I've listened to her. Which I feel like is an accomplishment in and of itself. But I always like to see what my songs are, because I think, and you and Travis are the same way, like I feel like my music taste is so eclectic. It goes a lot of different ways. So I'm always interested to see what lands on top, you know?
Yes. Yes, for sure. So Trav, you said that your Spotify playlist, you use at church, right?
Right. So like my top five songs were like the five songs that are on my choir rehearsal walk-in playlist.
Awesome. That's great.
Like, I put my computer in the choir room like 45 minutes before choir. I hit play on the same playlist. And so that skews my whole situation.
Okay. But you have Apple Music, right?
Yeah, that's what I use. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm just gonna throw out there what the first five songs on my Apple Music replay.
Okay, perfect. We can all share our top five. Travis, yes. If yours are, you know, I don't know what choir rehearsal music involves. There's no judgment.
No judgment here.
Okay. And I use Spotify some too. I got some stuff to give you.
Okay. All right. So here are mine. My first song is a song by Tedeschi Trucks Band called Here, My Dear. I think I listened to it about 978 times this past summer. There's something about it. It's so beautiful. Travis, you would love this song. So that was my first one. And then, interestingly, Summer Highland Falls by Billy Joel. Apparently, I listened to that a lot. And it's one of my favorite Billy Joel songs, but I didn't realize I listened to it so much. And then followed by How Sweet It Is by James Taylor, the live version, which I also listened to a lot. Then No Love Dying by Gregory Porter, which I think is, again, just one of the most gorgeous songs ever. And I also listened to it a ton this summer. And then Harry Styles' Music for a Sushi Restaurant. So there you have it. Just all those things. Don't they just go together beautifully?
Which is a great song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they really do. Okay, so my That's top really five, here's what I have, which this was, so surprisingly, an actual Taylor Swift song was not in my top five.
Okay.
I have Feathered Indians by Tyler Childers is the number one song.
Okay.
Something in the Orange by Zach Bryan, which
I'm 0% surprised by that.
Zero, I'm surprised it's not number one, frankly. Mm-hmm. The third one is All Yourn by Tyler Childers. So apparently Tyler Childers was a big theme for me.
Uh-huh.
The fourth, which I was kind of surprised by this, but I think it's on a playlist, so it just gets played a lot, is All I See Is You by Shane Smith and the Saints.
Oh, you have a Yellowstone playlist is what you
I
have.
Do. So mm-hmm. apparently I did a lot of independent country this year. And then my mm-hmm. fifth one is Gratitude, the acoustic version by Hillside Recording. So I had a little Jesus in there at the end.
Wait, is that is it Hillsong or Hillside?
No, it's Hillside. It's Hillside.
I don't know Hillside.
Well, I don't either, but I guess it says, I mean, I like that version of the song. It's Hillside Recording.
Okay.
And Eliza King. Is what it says. I found that version. It's just so anyway. Those were my top five.
Very eclectic, Mel.
It was very, very eclectic. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm looking at my my Spotify, which I don't listen to quite as much, mm-hmm. is more accurate because it's not touched by, like, it's not skewed by my church stuff or my children.
Okay. 'Cause,
and how does our Apple Music end of the year thing work? If we have a family shared thing,
it's just us. It's just you, unless they're listening on your account. But like Alex has a profile, David has a profile.
Okay.
Profiles. So mine's just me.
Yeah. Cause Lily is a lot like you, Melanie. Like she texted me today a screenshot of hers and she was in the top 0.5% of Taylor listeners.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Which Lily. Cracks me up.
Yeah. Yep.
She is a Swiftie for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So my number one artist is hilarious because it's a, you know, when you do music for a living, you, when you listen just on your own, you want to listen to something that's far away from what you have to concentrate on.
Yes. I'm so interested to hear where this is going.
Mm-hmm.
So like my number one artist is a piano artist.
Okay.
Like if I'm winding down or listening for pleasure, I'll go one of two places. I'll go oldies, easy listening, or I'll go piano music.
Okay.
And so my number one artist was a guy named Luke Faulkner. And my number one song was his song called Clouds, which I heard on TikTok.
Okay. It's
this little piano, this da-da-da-da. Ba-da-da-dum. Like some kind of TikTok trend used his song. I was like, what song is that? Because that's great. Well, I put it in my like daily playlist and it became my number one song. So Luke Faulkner, who I don't even know who that is.
Welcome, Luke.
Is my top artist.
Yeah,
number one. My number two song is The Age of Worry by Yebba.
Oh,
that's good.
That's on my playlist for sure. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving, by the way, Travis. Happy Thanksgiving about that. I was looking at Travis's Thanksgiving pictures on Instagram. And so, of course, Travis has known Abby for many, many years. But anyway, I was like, well, Yebba, is it Travis's Christmas? And then, of course, the younger people at the table were like, what? And I, what do you mean? And I was like, well, yeah, she sure was. So,
well, you know, she was on our team for years and also friends with Lisey and her dad. She's living in West Memphis right now, just kind of decompressing and get ready for her next project. It's where her dad lives. And her dad went to Dallas to be with her brother, I think, and his family. And she didn't want to go to Texas. So she called and said, can Lisey and I come over for Thanksgiving? And we, of course, said, come on.
I bet y'all had some laughs.
It was really sweet.
Some giggles. Yep. Well, that her version of Age of Worry is, I'm going to use a word I don't think I've ever used on the podcast.
What?
It's exquisite. It is exquisite. And when we saw her open for John Mayer this past summer, I was really sad that they didn't do a duet of that together. I felt like it was a missed opportunity.
But I know. Did he even do that song?
He did not. And it's probably in my top five of his songs.
Yeah,
so, but I like her version better than his.
I know. It's brilliant.
Brilliant.
Yep. So that's number two. Number three, Brown Eyed Girl. I don't know. Go figure.
Okay. Well,
number four, Ventura Highway.
Okay. I appreciate this.
Yes.
Okay.
And then number five is some classical song called, oh gosh, I just searched it. I can't even read the whole title. The Carnival of the Animals, Bizet, Je Défends, Ravel. I don't know. It's this whole classical thing. See,
Je Défends.
I don't even know. I don't even know what it is, but that was my number five Okay. My number five song.
Do you have a playlist, Travis, of instrumental stuff you like to listen to?
I do. I should publish it. Like, it's not a published playlist. I was going to say,
will you please share that with me? Because yeah, I love instrumental music when I'm writing, especially. But I typically go to the playlist that Apple curates because I don't know a lot of those artists. And so I have an Apple piano playlist.
Is it Piano Chill? Because I listen to Piano Chill. Yes,
I love Piano Chill. Okay.
That's where I get a lot of it.
Okay. All right.
By now, most of you have probably heard me sing the praises of Prose, the world's most personalized hair care. And for those that haven't, I have to tell you about the incredible results I'm seeing since using my customized Prose products. My hair is shinier, it's smoother, it's softer, it's stronger. As I age, my hair is so different than it used to be, and Prose really does make my hair so shiny. In fact, last time we were at the ranch, Perry said my hair was so shiny it was scaring off the wildlife. So I take that as a win. Prose knows there's more to you than just your hair type. They've given over 1 million consultations with their in-depth hair quiz, which is how I got started. They ask questions like, where do you live? How often do you work out? What kind of water do you have at your house? And then by analyzing over 85 personal factors, Prose determines a unique blend of ingredients to treat your exact concerns. They also have a review and refine feature that lets you tweak your formulas for any reason, like if you change your address, your hair color, your diet. And if you're not 100% positive, Prose is the best hair care you've had. They will take the products back, no questions asked. Prose is the healthy hair regimen with your name all over it. Take your free in-depth hair consultation and get 15% off your first order today. Go to prose.com/bigboo. That's prose.com/bigboo for your free in-depth hair consultation and 15% off.
All right. So are we ready to talk about Christmas?
Always. I'm ready.
I'm ready to talk about Christmas. Melanie, what's the first thing we're going to talk about with Christmas?
Our first thing is our favorite Christmas albums. And I appreciate that Sophie put in there, we're not allowed to say Travis.
Right. We're not.
There's no kissing up to our guests.
Right. And
no Amy Grant, because we all know that we would say Amy Grant is
right. That's a given.
Number one. You can't have Christmas without Amy Grant and Santa Claus and Jesus. It is.
That's right. You know? That's right. It's like the free spot on the bingo card. Like it's a given. So we're not going to. Oh, my computer cord fell out. Hopefully.
Uh-oh.
Trav, what would you say? If you had to go top three, what would you say?
Okay. Well, you know, I'm like a broken record. Because I say the same ones every year, but I can't get away from it. If you're taking Amy out, I got to go with James Taylor at Christmas. Mm-hmm. A Charlie Brown Christmas. Those are my top two unequivocally. Unequivocally? Is that how you say that word?
However you want to say it.
Unequivocally.
That works. Whatever your heart says, Travis.
Look, without reservation, without competition, those are the top two.
Okay.
Then my third one gets a little bit dicey between Michael Bublé and the Carpenters. But see, it has to feel traditional for me. It has to feel old school. Mm-hmm. It has to feel nostalgic. You know that my leading emotion is nostalgia. If nostalgia were an emotion, that would be my leading emotion. Mm-hmm. So I want it to feel like I've sung it forever and love it, or listened to it forever and love it.
You want it to feel like a Johnny Mathis album has just been put on a stereo system.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And like Mel Torme is one of my favorites. Bing, Ella, all those. That's where I'm going. That's where I'm going with it.
Okay. I like it.
I would also say the James Taylor Christmas album is just, man, it's fantastic. Yeah. My next one is Leslie Odom Jr. He had one that came out and then another, but now there's one just called Simply Christmas. It's the deluxe edition. And it, to me, has that total feel of like when my parents they would have these Christmas albums that were like, I don't know. It was a variety of artists, you know, like you'd have Andy Williams and you know, just different people singing on there. And so that Leslie Odom Jr. album to me just feels like it's magic. And I think I have kind of the same thing you do, Trav. Like I want it to sound like Christmas music. I'm not interested in your new Christmas songs as much. Like You know, I mean, every once in a while, there's a good one. Like I love Underneath the Tree by Kelly Clarkson. You know, there are different things that are okay. And then my third, I'm really struggling with my third, but I think it's probably a Ben Rector Christmas. I really
do. Yes.
Okay. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Mel.
I would say, well, I had James Taylor, of course. So I guess we all are in agreement on that.
Yes, we are.
James Taylor. And then I would say I love every year. I love Chris Tomlin's Glory in the Highest, which
a good one,
which I think was his very first. Like he's had two more that have come out since then. But to me, that Glory in the Highest, I just, there's something about it that it's such a good mix of worshipful, but also celebratory.
The Come Let Us Adore Him on that is next level.
It's so good. I just, I love that one. And so that's probably, and then my other one is, and this is one that has been mine forever, is Sarah McLachlan, and it's her classic Christmas album. And it's got Winter Song on it, and it's just, and it's got River. It's very melancholy. But I just, something about it, like on a cold winter day, and if I'm like baking for Christmas, it's just very soothing to me.
Why do we love River?
I don't know. It's so depressing.
I made a playlist a couple of years ago of nothing but versions of River, like just River on a loop, just like eight versions of River, just play it over and over and over again. It just, it hits deep, whatever that melancholy is.
Listen, in another life, we're all Enneagram fours. We're Enneagram four wannabes.
And you know, I hate my feelings, but River gets right to it. I'm going to tell y'all when we forgot that I think we have to mention that I think is so beautiful is Christy Knuckles, The Thrill of Hope. I think so gorgeous as a Christmas album.
Well, whatever she sings is beautiful.
It really is. It really is. But it's a great mix of, like, I love The King Is Coming at the beginning. And then there are a couple of original songs in there, but then you've also got Hark the Herald Angels Sing. So it's fantastic. I think it's a great one too.
Can I give a couple shout outs to some couple that you might not know?
Oh, I would love it. And I will add it to my Apple Music directly. Yes.
Okay. Are you aware of Cody Fry?
Yes.
Okay. So he has a really great, it's just called Christmas Music. Well, actually, he compiled it. He had Christmas Music Volume 1, Christmas Music Volume 2, and then he did Christmas Music, the complete collection. It's really, really good. But here's a deep cut about Cody. His dad is a brilliant musician, a wonderful man. I love this family, by the way. But his dad has a new Christmas record. What is the name of it? Because I just listened to it, and I loved it so much, I added it to my playlist, called The Song in Our Hearts.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And now it feels kind of like Mormon tabernacle. It's like orchestra and choir, and it's just beautiful. And I think you'll love it. So you got to do that. His name is Gary Fry.
Okay.
Okay.
I just added the Cody Fry album. Okay. Let's see. And then The Fire in Our Hearts, Gary Fry.
Song in Our Hearts.
The song in our hearts. It can turn into a fire. It's a song that can turn into a fire.
Yes.
The other thing I was going to say was, I lost it. Oh, Mel Torme. I know that sounds really ridiculous.
It doesn't.
But Mel Torme in 1992 did a Christmas record called Christmas Songs, which it gives you feelings. And so just check that out. Mel Torme Christmas Songs. And there's like 982 songs on that record. It's so long. There's 18 songs, but it's a great listen to.
Okay. I feel encouraged. I feel like I've got some new stuff to listen to, which I was even thinking the other day, like, is there a Christmas album I don't know about? I mean, of course there is, but like, is there a new one that I would love? So I'm so excited about the Cody Fry one. I did not know.
Oh yeah.
I know. It'll get you off your River Mamaw's Saddest Christmas playlist. It'll get
It's coming on Christmas. Yeah. I mean, just get in the bed, you know, just like pull the blinds, get in the bed. Turn on
Joni taking us down at Christmas time.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Y'all have heard me talk on the podcast about how I just don't cook that much anymore. I just don't think that it's as fun now that Alex is at college, and it's really been an adjustment for us to figure out what to do. But I'll tell you what I do love, HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. You get to skip trips to the grocery store, and you can count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. I'll tell you the things that we love about HelloFresh. First of all, they have great variety. They have over 35 recipes available to choose from each week, and there's something that we can always agree on. You can choose from family friendly, fit and wholesome, or even veggie. Plus, you can easily customize your meals by swapping proteins or sides, upgrading your proteins, or even adding protein to a veggie meal. And quality is HelloFresh's priority. Ingredients travel from the farm to your home in less than 7 days, so you know they're fresh. And I'll tell you something else I love about HelloFresh is that David actually loves to cook them because everything comes in exactly the amount that you need. There's no guesswork. And so I think for him, it's kind of therapeutic to pull a HelloFresh meal out of the refrigerator, to put it all together, to fix it for us. And I certainly enjoy that part of things. Go to HelloFresh.com/BigBoo18 and use code BigBoo18 for 18 free meals plus free shipping. Again, that's HelloFresh.com/BigBoo18 and use code BigBoo18 for 18 free meals plus free shipping. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. Okay, Trav, what about Christmas foods? This can be savory, sweet. It doesn't matter. We don't have to have an extensive list, but like what comes to mind? I feel like I know one of yours that you're going to say, but what comes to mind as something that you look forward to this time of year because it's going to be a Christmas treat?
You know, this is a hard, we don't have a lot of food traditions. You know, I remember telling y'all last year, we always make that hard candy, rock candy.
Yes.
Like my mom used to make, like, mm-hmm. It's basically sugar and flavoring, mm-hmm. like a bunch of Karo syrup on the stove. We make that every year and we love that. A couple of things I was thinking of, my mom used to make, I don't know what it's really called, but we called it white trash.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have we talked about white trash?
Yes,
y'all know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, with the Chex, it's like Chex mix, but with powdered sugar.
Powdered sugar and peanut butter and chocolate. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so that is a must for me at Christmas time. I remember one time my mom used to always make it. And I remember a couple of years after my mom died and we were in Boone for Christmas. And I ran into an old friend, like from growing up years, my friend Teresa. And she came up to me and the first thing she said was, "Every time I see white trash, I think of your mom." And I was like, "What?" I was like,
"What?
Thanks." And then I realized she was talking about the white trash that we eat, mm-hmm. not that she was white trash.
Right.
So I'm going to say white trash and I'm going to say sugar cookies because we were a big sugar cookie with icing family. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Y'all talk about food because you have better food traditions.
Mel, what about you?
I mean, I would say number one, savory, and I don't know why I only make it at Christmas, but it's Chex Mix. It's
same.
Golly, I can't get enough of the Chex Mix. I love it so much.
Listen, I made it last week for the first time, and I took a bag of it over to my sisters mm-hmm. and left it with them, and she said she had to hide it from my brother-in-law. Like, because it's the most addictive snack. It's so good.
Do you use pretzel sticks or pretzel and pretzel shape?
I do pretzel sticks, and Sophie had put on her newsletter that she has substituted Dots pretzels, which I feel like is a genius addition.
It takes it up a level. It really
does. What flavor? A certain flavor or just regular pretzels?
Just the Dots original flavor. But if you have not had the Dots pretzels, Travis, you need to get yourself to Target this afternoon and you need to get you a bag. They come in several different varieties, but this is the original one, but they're already really seasoned. And so they're so good in Chex Mix.
I'm going to Target today.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Get the Dots pretzels. They're life-changing. You're not even going to believe that a pretzel could be that good.
You're really not. Melanie told me about them, and they're unbelievable. I will also say their cheese curls are delicious.
They are good.
Alex got me on those. So
Pretty good. That's my savory number one because it's, you know, and I guess I don't make it because I'll eat it until basically the top of my mouth is raw. You know, like I'll just, until I've just... Whatever that is, I can't even taste anything else.
You're scabbing up.
Exactly. But it's worth it. And then my sweet, I would say, would be, and we make them every year, is Pioneer Woman cinnamon rolls. Like, yeah. I don't really, I mean, I like a cinnamon roll, but I don't really crave them. And I never make them homemade except for Christmas. And you can't beat a homemade cinnamon roll. They're so good.
I would also say Chex Mix for sure. And mm-hmm. I really mixed it up this year because I did the Dots pretzels. And instead of wheat Chex, because the store was out of wheat Chex, I did the...
I really mixed it up.
I did.
Different kind of pretzel. Living on the edge.
Crazy. I used those Gardetto's rye chips that were... I don't think I'll use wheat Chex anymore. And I like wheat Chex, but I love the rye chips in there. They were so good. So Chex Mix for sure. And then the sweet thing for me is, and I don't know why, again, I don't make this all year long, but I've specifically made it for Christmas morning for a long time, but it's not my recipe. I think it's a Paula Deen recipe, but it's called like Granite Steps Blueberry Coffee Cake. And I mean, it's real simple. You cut up like the biscuits that come in the tube, you know, and you roll them in brown sugar and cinnamon, and then you pour butter all over it. Then you put blueberries on that. And then you put oatmeal on top of that. And then a little bit more butter for good measure. Goodness. And it's Christmas morning to me. So I love it. And that's my kind of bacon. I don't have the patience Melanie does to make the cinnamon rolls. It's too many steps, but I can put together a coffee cake that starts with canned biscuits, you know, so that's my speed.
Sophie, you know that one of our favorite things ever, but I consider it a Thanksgiving thing instead of Christmas, is the Boo Mama cheesecake.
Listen, that's my sister-in-law's recipe, Rose's recipe. And the only reason I know about that cheesecake is because when David's family owned a bakery, they would make, you know, hundreds of them at the holidays. And so David can make it in his sleep because he made it so often when he was in college and working at the bakery. But it's fantastic. I'll put that recipe in the show notes. It's really good.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'd put fruit, you know what I do to it. Like I fruit it up.
Yes, you do. You put some real pretty strawberries around
fancy,
that thing.
Very fancy. Oh,
very
fancy. Well,
of course
fancy. You do. Of yes. course you do.
Try. It's delicious. If you like cheesecake, and I do, it's the best like homemade recipe I know of. So it's delicious. Okay. Anything else to add? Anything we're going to feel sad if we don't talk about it?
No. For food? Okay. Is that for week? Or for life, for everything.
Would you like to sing River? Okay.
Coming on Christmas. No, sorry. That was not good. It's too early.
Oh, it was right on time. Mm-hmm. Okay. Favorite Christmas movies. And we may not get through our whole list here, but
somebody else go first.
Okay. Mel, what would you say? I don't have a ton, but.
I think my new favorite, well, I mean, it's not a newer, but it is newer, is The Holiday with Cameron Diaz and Kate Winslet. Yes. I love that movie. I think it's the sweetest movie. I just love the whole premise of it. It's a love story. It's got Jack Black. It's got Cameron Diaz and some great coats. I really love that movie.
I haven't seen it.
Travis, what are you doing? It's like you're producing a bunch of Christmas choir performances or something.
I know. There are so many Christmas movies I have yet to see, but keep going. It's on the list. I record it every year as if I couldn't stream it 1,000 different places. I record it.
Yeah.
But I just haven't done it yet.
I love it so much. Yeah.
And Kate Winslet's character is one of the sweetest characters you ever see in a movie.
Yes.
You
know,
she really is. She's such a sweet person, and she's not real, but she's very kind.
Yeah, I really like it. I really love it. And then I would have to say Elf. I mean, I know that's like a, you know, it's been, but I'll stop every time that Elf's on TV during the season just to watch whatever funny part happens to be on. And then, you know, this year Perry's really excited because I think it's December 3rd. He's already marked it on our calendar. There's a new Christmas movie coming out called Violent Night. And so I feel certain that'll probably make it into my top three too. Violent Night. It also seems like it'll just be a feel-good love story. So
right. Yeah, it probably has some Mel Torme songs in the soundtrack.
Probably. Yes. So
yes, Cody Fry did the soundtrack for that.
Exactly. Yes.
I would say first two of yours are the same as mine, The Holiday and Elf. And I know, I think we've talked about this before. I know there's debate about this, but every Christmas at some point, I'm watching Die Hard. I am. Oh, I know it's not a traditional Christmas movie. I know it's not about Christmassy themes, but it takes place at Christmas. And there's something about it that, again, Travis's word, nostalgia. There's something about that movie that's really nostalgic for me, even though it's very violent and the language is terrible. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying that I watch it to herald the arrival of the newborn king. I'm just saying, like, I don't know. It feels like Christmas. I watched it last year on Christmas Eve. So,
and then you listen to River, and then you got in bed.
And then we always, you know, like TBS or TNT will put The Christmas Story on every year, like on a loop, and or A Christmas Story on a loop. And my daddy loves that movie so much. He will watch it as many times as they want to play it. Uh-huh. But I have a lot of, I don't know, I'm kind of sentimental about it just because it reminds me of hearing my daddy laugh. And, you know, daddy's kind of stoic and he's not one to just like talk a lot to hear himself talk. Mm-hmm. And so the way that movie delights him, I love. Like, it's just, it's really sweet. Yeah.
That's sweet. I do have to say, you did say it triggered for me. You know, my other one, it's not a Christmas movie per se, but it's Little Women, the Winona Ryder version. That, the opening music for that, like, it's so good and it's so Christmassy and it just makes me feel cozy. It makes me feel like I want to knit something by the fire. I don't knit.
I don't.
But right. it makes me want to.
Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's delightful. Mm-hmm. Okay, Trav, what about you?
Okay. Well, you know, I drive Angela crazy because I'm such a movie martyr. Like,
right.
At this point, at this old age, I'm like actually proud that I've made it this far and not seen so many classics. Like, I still haven't seen It's a Wonderful Life.
I haven't either.
Miracle on 34th. Either version. You haven't either.
Nope.
I just saw White Christmas for the first time 2 years ago.
Something's wrong with y'all. Something's wrong with y'all.
Right. At this point, I want to make it through life not having seen it.
Same. Mm-hmm. Same for Titanic, same for Blindside. Just throwing that in there.
No, you have a... Okay.
Stop it. We're not having that discussion. Okay.
She's not going to watch it, Travis. She's not going to watch it.
I'm not going to.
With all the tie-in to the love of your life,
Do you know that there is no Enneagram type as stubborn as a 9? I'm not watching it. Not doing it.
Okay. I've never seen any of the Santa Claus movies.
No, I haven't either.
I've seen the first one.
Haven't seen any of those. I haven't seen Holiday. I'm going to see Holiday. So my favorites, Elf, A Charlie Brown Christmas. See, I grew our generation, y'all. We grew up with these little 30-minute Christmas specials that are kind of like movies, but kind of really just like TV episodes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Rudolph and Frosty. And number two and three are Charlie Brown Christmas and the original How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Okay. Oh, that's a great one, though. That is good. I like that.
But I also have this weird draw to movies that I hate and love at the same time, like The Family Stone. Like, I hate so much about that movie.
Oh, no, but that's a great Christmas movie. It's a fantastic Christmas movie.
Every time. Yeah. Drawn in every time.
Yeah. Don't y'all think some of our feelings about Elf are tied into the fact that, like, that's probably the first movie I can remember Alex watching and, like, laughing his head off.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so much of my nostalgia, I think, for that is tied up in the fact that he loved it so much when he was little bitty. And so,
I stumbled upon, I have a video somewhere on my phone the other day, and it's Caroline in a pink velour jogging suit doing the burping with the, did you hear that? Like, and she maybe is two. Maybe, I mean, she's little.
That'll make you listen to River for sure. I mean, that'll... Oh, put you down.
I want to watch that video of my kid fake burping, listen to River.
Right, because that movie came out 2003. Were your kids born in 2003 or 2004?
No, Caroline, 2003.
I can remember Alex watching it when he was probably three. Mm-hmm. And like, just, it didn't matter if he didn't understand it because Will Ferrell is funny regardless, you know? So it was magic. And so I love still watching that with him every year. So,
have you seen the new one? Spirited?
No, I have like sat down to watch it probably three times and just have not. So
yeah.
But I'm gonna.
Have you, Trav? Have you?
We started it last night and Angela got up to do something and I could tell she was uninterested.
Okay.
And I said, hey, we can either finish this or I can pull out my computer to do work. And she goes, pull out your computer to do work.
Oh, okay. So you're not giving it, that doesn't feel like a 5-star review.
Well, right. I'll watch it. I don't know if it was her bag, but I'll report back.
Okay. All right. Please do.
It is no secret that it can be really difficult to find a holiday gift that keeps kids excited after the day they open it. But KiwiCo knows a thing or two about delivering fun for all ages, and they're here to help you give awesome. With a KiwiCo subscription, you're going to give so much more than a toy. Kids will get a season of discovery and experiences delivered straight to their door. Each box is kid-approved by a crew of kid testers to ensure they're age-appropriate and seriously fun. I have given several kids that we love a KiwiCo gift at Christmas time, and in every instance, whether it's an engineering project or an art project or a project that helps them learn more about the world, they have loved it. They're invested in the project because they have made it themselves, and the sense of accomplishment that goes along with that is really remarkable. Go above and beyond a trending toy with a subscription that keeps on giving. Cultivate your child's natural creativity and curiosity by giving them the tools to learn new skills and make new connections to the world around them. KiwiCo does the legwork for you so you can spend quality time tackling projects together. And with 9 different subscription lines for different ages and categories, there's something for every kid. Your child can get super cool hands-on science, art, and geography projects delivered to their door every month. They'll be so excited to see their KiwiCo box arrive. It'll be their favorite day of the month, and you'll be surprised at how high quality the materials are, too. These are real engineering, science, and art projects. Give awesome this holiday season with KiwiCo. Get your first month of any crate line free at kiwico.com/bigboo. That's your first month free at kiwico.com/bigboo. All right, so let's go one more category. What would you pick, Mel, out of what we have left?
You pick. I don't really care.
Oh no, this could go back and forth forever with the two of us. So why don't we let Travis pick?
How about Christmas memories?
Okay, perfect. All right,
because I've got a funny one.
Oh good,
oh, good. All right.
Well. Is it going to be funny to anybody else?
We'll laugh regardless.
Okay. So thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
So this would have been the middle of the last decade, I guess maybe 2014, 13. We lived in Jackson. And so our Christmas tree always had.
Travis, we lost you.
No. Nope.
Travis.
I thought it was just me. I was like, where?
Travis, hello? we can't hear you. We can't.
Hello.
Hello. I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened. I literally was just sitting here talking and it just dropped service, I guess.
Okay. That's okay. Well, now tell us your story. Okay.
Yes, by all means.
We didn't hear it.
But okay. I don't know if it's going to be funny, but you're going to laugh anyway.
We're going to laugh anyway.
So it was like the middle of last decade, like 2014 or 13 or whatever. So we would always, I'd buy a real Christmas tree and I would buy like a 10 footer or 11 footer or something. We would put it in our living room in front of French doors. Okay.
Yeah.
That we never used. But what nobody ever knew for like 8 years was that those doors never locked.
Okay.
We just never fixed it.
That's perfect. Great.
So one year we bought this tree. It was wrapped up when we bought it. And when we brought it home, we opened it up. It was as wide as the room. Like, it was gigantic. Okay. It was so huge. It was like the tree in Elf. And so Jack comes home. This is when he was like senior. He comes home and he's home and he's locked himself out of the house. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, how can I get in the house? And so he goes, oh, I'll go on in those French doors. Well, the French doors open into the Christmas tree.
Oh no. No.
But he thought, you know, my 6'1", 190 pound 16-year-old is like, I'll just slide through the door.
No, oh, gosh.
So he opens the door and comes in the room and he knocks the tree completely over.
Oh no.
Like
oh,
completely
no.
over.
Oh no.
Like the whole stand was hanging up in the air and he was like, oh no, what am I going to do? So what does he do? He stands it back up and redecorates it thinking no one's going to know.
And I'm going to say that was a tree that Angela Cottrell had put her hand to, right?
She had put her hand to. We had all put our hand to this
so
tree.
So it is. It's got some depth in terms of the decoration placement. Somebody's thought about it, about where things go. So,
100%. There's not a strand there's no strings of light showing,
right.
You know, just the lights magically glow.
Right.
Everything. So he stands it back up and completely redecorates it, vacuums the room, does the whole thing before we get there, and doesn't say anything about
it. Oh my
gosh. thinking we're not going to notice. Well, needless to say, we noticed.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was all fine and good. It doesn't really matter. But now every year, the day that it happens, what we didn't know is that he took a picture of it down, which is some good foresight. For a 16-year-old boy, I'd say.
Yeah, yes, for sure.
So now every year that shows up on our time hop, and it's like our favorite Christmas memory, the year that, you know, Jack redecorated the 12-foot Christmas tree without any help, without anybody knowing.
How long did it take him to redecorate it?
I don't even know. I mean, it had to have been a couple hours, right?
I mean, that feels like
out the ladder.
Yes.
Yeah, that feels like that's going to take some time.
Yeah.
Listen. Wow. All right, Melanie, what about you?
I've been racking my brain and I don't know that I have like little bits and pieces of memories, but I don't know that I have like one great sweet story. I don't know. I realize that I write books for a living and I should have a story.
No.
I know. I felt the same way.
Yeah. I don't feel like I have any kind of magical story. I just have one memory that makes me laugh when I think about it. I don't know if it means anything to anybody else, but there was one Christmas when Alex was little where no family could be here on Christmas Day. And so it ended up being the three of us on Christmas Eve and we didn't have anywhere to go. And so we were like, well, we'll go to church and go get something to eat, but then there's nowhere to go eat because everything's closed. So we ended up at a Popeyes. And that's its own story. But that was not our best Christmas Eve. But that night, David said, next year, he said, I don't care what happens. I don't care if somebody's cousin who's related to somebody we've barely known invites us to come over for apple cider, we're going. Like, we're going to do everything we can next Christmas. So the next Christmas comes around and we get an invitation from the Stewarts, and Alex's teacher that year was Mrs. Stewart. And so we were like, well, that is so sweet. And they went to our church. That we so appreciate them asking us to come over. They were just doing like a holiday open house. And so I knew the street they lived on, but I'd never been to their house. And so I take a picture of the invitation and we pull up in front of the house and it's so beautiful and looks decorated. And so the three of us walk in and Alex is so excited because of course he thinks he's about to see his teacher.
Oh yeah.
And we walk in and we look around and we don't know anybody. We don't recognize anybody. We stood there for like 20 seconds, which doesn't sound like long, but it felt like an eternity. And I looked at David and I was like, I don't know who any of these people are. Where are we? What has happened? I didn't see Mrs. Stewart. I didn't see Mr. Stewart. I taught their kids. I didn't see their kids. Like, I don't know any of the faces that are like, you know, in the rooms adjacent to the foyer. I walk through the front part of the house with the fakest smile on my face. Like, I'm just, you know, just as happy as I can be to be there. I don't know any of you people. But Merry Christmas. And then I realize when I walk in the kitchen that it's a different Stewart from church. It's not his teacher who invited us. It's a couple from church, also named Stewart. Sweetest people. And I honestly, I think probably what I did was just go like, oh, okay, got it. Because I didn't have their names on the invitation. It just said the Stewarts. And so I went straight back to David and I was like, okay, it's these Stewarts. We can work with this. And so listen, we ended up having soup and staying for a really long time. It was really fun in the end, but it was so discombobulating to walk into that house and think, I don't know where I am.
Yes,
I don't know
where
how
are we
I don't know how I'm connected to these people. I don't know why I'm in these people's house. Like, did we make a mistake? And so every year we talk about that, how we went to a Christmas party and had no idea where we were or who had invited us. But it came together. It was magical. You know, it was great. So,
right.
Anyway. Well, thank goodness you just weren't at a completely wrong house. You know what I mean?
I know.
Well, that's, I thought that's where that was heading.
Yeah. That's what we thought. Like, we were just at the wrong place. And so you can imagine we were so relieved to realize, oh, wait, we do know these people. And so anyway, but it turned out to be a fun afternoon after all that. So
there you go. There you go. I know. Listen, I'm still trying to think of a story and I have no story. So I'm sorry. I'm so lame. That's
no, you're not. Listen, it's
well, I had to text my family thread. I was like, can y'all, do we have sweet memories?
So is that it for our little time of Christmas nostalgia or for our Christmas extravaganza?
I think it is. I feel like we covered a lot of ground.
Okay. All right.
I feel like we did.
Okay. Yes. Well, so Mel, is it time for five favorites?
It is time for my five favorites. Trav, you get to be a part of the five favorites today. I mean, or not really be a part, okay. You just get to listen. So congratulations. Okay. My first five favorite is, this is something that we ordered for Caroline while she was home for Thanksgiving, and it's a men's, but we got it, and it is a flannel shirt, jacket, fleece-lined plaid coat, full zip-up hoodie, winter outerwear.
Well done.
We got it in while she was here, and it is the cutest. Like, as soon as she got it, I was like, oh, I'm ordering one for myself. Looks like a plaid. You know, I hate the word shacket, but it does look like a shacket. It looks like a shirt jacket, but it has a zip up, but it's all Sherpa fleece on the inside. And it's so soft and it has a hood. And it is just the coziest, greatest thing. If you have a guy or a girl on your Christmas list, I think either one of them would like this. It comes in different plaids. Some look more masculine than others. Others look more feminine. Caroline got the black and white. It's super cute.
I just added to cart for Alex. He will love that.
Travis just dropped again. So he's out.
Listen, maybe you should do your last five favorite while he's not with us.
I'm with you now.
He's back. Okay. All right. Sorry, Travis.
Are you going to do your last one or are you going to do your next one, Mel?
No, I'll keep going. I'll go in order.
Okay.
I just thought Travis wasn't impressed with my Sherpa lined fleece jacket.
No, I made a note. I was looking it up.
He didn't care.
He was silent.
Yes. No, it's really cute. Caroline got the medium and it's like perfectly oversized on her. So, and I also would wear the medium. So, the next thing I have added these have been on my Christmas list. I got them in because a friend actually sent them to me early. Oh, and I just realized I put up the wrong link. So I got to change. But they are the UGG cozy knit slippers. Now, there are lots of UGG slippers out there. The reason I like these is because they kind of look like a sweater knit on the top.
Yes.
So they're kind of textured and they are the most comfortable. Like a front blew through here last night and like I have them on right now. They are the most comfortable, warmest thing. I love them so much. So they come in different colors.
These were on the gift guide, weren't they?
Yeah, I think I also put them on the gift guide.
I'm delighted that you now have them personally.
I know. Well, somebody, a little elf heard me talk about them and ordered them. I have them in the cream knit, which I really love. So anyway, they're super cute. And I like them because I've got that hard sole, so you can wear them outside too. You know?
Okay, that's great.
The next thing, this is something that has been on my different gift guides for years because I love it. And I recently pulled it out and I've been using it as my like nighttime blanket. And it's the Eddie Bauer oversized down throw.
I appreciate that you have a nighttime blanket. It's my daytime blanket, a morning blanket, an evening blanket.
Mm-hmm. It's a different time. But I really, this was a great one. We use this all the time when Caroline in soccer because it's like a down jacket on the outside. So it's a little bit water repellent, but then it's super soft fleece. I like it because it feels really lightweight, but it's really warm.
I love this blue and green color combo.
Isn't that so cute? I know. And for a while, I was really worried that they had gotten rid of them because you couldn't find them anymore, but they've come back. They have them in all new patterns. I love the blue and green. That's the one I linked to. And they're on sale for $54.99. So there again, great gift idea if there's somebody that you're struggling to. And I've actually bought these for people and then had a monogram too. So
just, I love them. So
fancy.
Cute.
Yeah. So the next thing, and I think I've mentioned this too, but I really have continued to love it as I've been on the road, is Kelly Minter's Cultivate podcast. I really love her. It's like a 30-minute Bible teaching. I love Kelly Minter as a Bible teacher. I just think she's solid. Gully and I have this thing right now while we've turned 50 and we're like, we just need people to be who we've always known them to be.
Right.
This listening to this is like, I've known Kelly now for probably almost 15 years, if not longer. And it's just, it's like listening to her. It's like sitting across the table. I love the little, I don't know. I love the little dig into the Bible. I love that it's 30 minutes. It's just a great thing to listen to.
She's a good one.
She's a good one. She covers all the bases. Like, it's just really good. And it's just very much her heart and her personality.
Okay, Trav, you may want to cover your ears for the last one. It may make you uncomfortable.
I know. I'm sorry, Trav. I had to come up with my phone. But it is the Hanes Comfort Evolution wire-free bra. Listen, Trav, listen, you're married. You have a daughter. You know, like, I can't. What are you going to do?
Kudos to y'all for knowing your audience.
Well,
I can't say that I've ever heard anybody mentioning something like that on a podcast I've listened to.
Well, listen, welcome.
Maybe there needs to be more of it. I'm just saying that this, listen, is it an everyday, but it's the most comfortable wear around the house, which I feel like at Christmas, there's a lot of like lounging and having company and whatever. It's super comfortable. It's $11. I'm just saying it's really good.
Thank you, Travis.
Sorry, Trav, but there you have it. Thanks for taking that one for the team. I really did try to come up with another five, but I was like, this truly is a favorite and I couldn't leave it out. It felt wrong. So there you have it. So there are my five favorites.
Thank you for the five favorites.
Well, you're so welcome. I'm so happy to be able to contribute, even though I didn't have a Christmas story to tell.
You don't want to put like a throat lozenge or something in your five favorites? A megaphone maybe, so you don't have to shout?
No, it's where I am. Oh, so terrible.
It's so much better than it was yesterday. I can't even tell you, Travis. It's so much better than it was yesterday.
Oh gosh.
Listen, I've been there. You're talking at your normal pace today, Mel. Whereas yesterday you really like it was
To like force it. Travis, I told this on the podcast yesterday, but you'll appreciate this because you have kids. But Caroline called me Monday and she didn't know I had no voice. And I answered the phone and I was like, hello. And she goes, oh, never mind. Like she was so, she was so put out that I couldn't talk.
You can't show weakness for a second. You can't, not for a second.
Mm-mm. Not for 1 second.
Nope.
Oh, never mind.
Oh, never mind. Okay, Trav, before we go, Do you have a little something that we could listen to?
Well, I don't know. A child. She's in the light. Let us bring him goodness and light. Let us bring him goodness and light. I don't know. That's not very good. Listen to this. Listen, did you know that he actually has a Christmas record?
Of course I did. Yes, I did.
I don't know if I did it. I don't think I dancing in the
night with a tail as big as a kite.
How good.
He's coming here to save the world today. I'm sorry.
That's so wrong.
Right. It's really bad.
Oh gosh.
So good. Okay. Is it wrong, Trav, that I would like for you to come sing at Caroline's wedding, but as Neil Diamond, and I'd like you to sing Sweet Caroline?
Butterfly Kisses. Oh, Sweet Caroline. Yeah, that would be a better one.
Golly.
In a manger filled with hay. Sorry.
Oh God.
So you're gonna do it the rest of the day. Now you're gonna have to work to turn it off. Sorry. But
I know.
But listen, we can't have a Christmas episode without it. So thank you for
thank you.
Oh, we started again. I can turn it off. Hey, maybe that's a good Christmas record. I may add this to my playlist.
It
maybe
is so good. I'm going to tell you, it is pretty good.
Yes. Okay. Well, everybody, listen, Merry Christmas. We'll say it again a bunch more in December. But Trav, thanks for being with us. It was so fun.
Thank you for having me. Y'all are my favorite.
You're our favorite. You're our favorite. It just feels right to have you for a Christmas episode. So thanks for joining us.
Oh. Yes.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. We'll see y'all next week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.